圣名开始我们年会上午的聚会。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we begin our morning service of the spiritual convocation.
我们一同来唱诗118首。
Let us sing him together.
感谢主，大家平安。
Thank God and peace be with everyone.
那我们上午以这个奉献的精神来做我们彼此的分享。
This morning we use the topic the spirit of offering for mutual encouragement.
那在我们基督徒领受神的恩典，我们所能做的就是为耶稣付出一点点的，我们所能做的一点奉献。
And as Christians we receive so much blessing and grace from God, the thing that we could do is to offer a little bit of back to Him.
那这奉献包括我们的金钱、我们的时间、我们的精神。
This offering includes our time, our money, and our efforts.
那甚至于说就是我们整个人生。
And we can even say we can offer our entire lives.
在保罗他有很强烈的奉献的精神。
Paul has a strong sense of offering.
那他也这样子来勉励我们所有的人。
And he also encouraged all of us.
要有同样的具备这样的一种火热的心。
To also equip ourselves with a zealous heart.
所以在罗马书的十二章里面，他这样子形容。
And so he describes in Romans chapter 12.
我们看罗马书的十二章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 12.
罗马书十二章第一节。
Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
十二章一节说：“所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。”这段经文在这里讲到。
And this verse says,
他说他以神的慈悲劝诸位弟兄。
He beseeches the brethren by the mercies of God.
所以奉献是不能勉强的。
And so offering cannot be compelled.
他只用劝的，用神的慈悲来劝教会。
He can only use the mercy of God to beseech the church.
但是后面呢，他说你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然。
But at the end, he says that whatever you offer is your reasonable service.
可以说这个没有说不做的理由了，理所当然就是非做不可。
When you say it's someone's reasonable service, it means that it's something that they ought to have done.
奉献是一件非做不可的事。
And so to offer is something that we ought to do.
因为神的为我们奉献上他的生命。
Because God has offered up His lives for us.
他就把自己当作活祭。现在十字架上
He made himself a living sacrifice on the cross.
所以同样的，既然主耶稣为我们奉献，那我们相对而言，我们这样奉献当然是理所当然的。
So if Lord Jesus sacrificed for us, and if we sacrifice on His behalf, then this is something that we ought to do.
没有说有什么特别的，也不是特别的付出。
There is nothing special about it or something that may, that requires special effort.
但是即使是这样呢，保罗还是用劝的，他没有用强迫的。
But even though this is true, Paul still beseeched them and did not force them.
因为一个人如果他没有觉悟，他的奉献是出于甘心乐意的话，那么他所做的功并不能够蒙神的悦纳。
Because if a person cannot offer willingly out of their heart, that offering cannot be received by God.
我们不论奉献任何事物，我们的金钱、我们的时间都好，我们做出来的通通都是出于甘心乐意的。
So regardless of what we offer, our time or our money, everything has to come from a willing heart.
所以在有些这个领会者哈，他会勉励奉献上，他会用比较强硬的态度说。这个十分之一是神的，你非献不可，你不献就抢神的东西哈，偷神的东西这样哈。
So there are some speakers who use a more forceful tone to encourage people to offer tithes. So they would say, if you don't offer tithes, then you are robbing God.
因为那是属于神的，在马拉基书上面说的。
Because according to the book of Malachi, that is what belongs to God.
因为那上说你们怎么在这个奉献事上夺取我的物呢？
Because it says, "How can you rob me in my offering?"
所以这当然这样讲都是没有问题的。
And there's nothing wrong with saying it that way.
我们不能够来这个夺取神的物，就是要把当那十分之一献给神。
We cannot rob God, so the 10% that belongs to Him, we ought to offer it up.
这说起来是蛮严重的一种讲法。
But this is a very severe way to put it.
但是如果人是用这种不得已的方式，很勉强的方式，不是他甘心的话，那我想他就算按时的奉献十分之一，也没有办法得到那样的一种真实的更好的一种果效。
But if someone is forced or feel very compelled to give that tithe, even if he does give that tithe, it cannot bear the wonderful result.
所以我们重点就是要出于甘心乐意。
So the point is to come from a willing heart.
然后我们所做的就会蒙神的祝福跟悦纳。
Then whatever we do, God will find it pleasing and will bless it.
我们能想象，如果我们神看到我们是很勉强、很不心不甘情不愿的在为他做事、为他奉献的话，我看神也会觉得很痛苦。
If God sees that we are very, we force ourselves all the time to do things for Him, I think God will feel very sad as well.
所以我们自己，我们本身的那种认知很重要。
And so that understanding in ourselves is very important.
在这个出埃及记里面记载着这个建造会幕的事情。
In the book of Exodus, it talks about building the tabernacle.
我们看出埃及记25章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 25.
第二节
Verse 2
这是神在当时告诉摩西的话。
This is what God told Moses.
他说，你告诉以色列人，当为我送礼物来，凡甘心乐意的，你们就可以收下归我。这一节经节很重要。
This is a very important verse.
那在造会幕的很多建材还有一些这些财务上都需要所有的人来提出来拿出他所有的东西。
To build a tabernacle, it requires many people to offer up or bring the materials that they have.
他所拥有的东西要拿出来。
That they should take out what they have.
但是在这里呢，你看神一开始就给摩西给以色列人这样的观念。
But here, the Lord gave the Israelites this concept from the start.
说你们要应当为我送礼物来，但是呢，他说凡甘心乐意的就可以收下归我了。
He says that you should bring me an offering, but he who gives it willingly with his heart shall, you shall take my offering.
建造神的会幕是一件非常重要的事。
Building the tabernacle of God is a very important thing.
当然这跟以色列人的生活是说起来那是多余的，因为他们用不到这个会幕。
But we can say that it is something that's extra in the life of the Israelites because they really don't need a tabernacle.
因为那是祭司在工作的地方，在献祭的地方。
Because the tabernacle is a place where the priest works and makes the offerings.
百姓还是一样，他住他的帐篷就好了。
The Israelites themselves still live in their own tents.
那是多余的支出。
And so it is an extra expense.
但是呢，这里说到，这是关乎他们的信仰。
But this is related to their faith.
所以他们要建立这种正确的甘心乐意的奉献的观念。
So they have to build the correct concept of offering willingly.
那他们信仰才会被建立。
Then their faith can be established.
耶稣不是说你的财宝在哪，心就在哪吗？
Then Lord Jesus says, wherever your treasure is, there your heart is also.
一个人当他愿意很甘心乐意的把他的钱财拿来奉献在神的面前的时候那就是一种表示他的心确实是放在他这个上面的。
When a person very willingly offers his money, it means that his heart is in that matter.
他并没有说这个把他的财务放在这里，但是他的心不在这，不会这样。
He will never put his money where his heart isn't.
所以这种甘心乐意的心就是很重要。
And so a heart of willingness is very important.
那主耶稣这个保罗曾经这么说到。
And Paul once said,
他说，我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐。
If I do this willingly, then I will receive a reward.
若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。
But if I am unwilling, the burden is still on me.
这就是保罗在哥林多前书九章十七节所说的。
This is what Paul says in 1 Corinthians chapter 9 verse 17.
他觉得他为主耶稣传福音去做圣工，这是一种责任的托付。
He feels that to preach the gospel is his responsibility from Lord Jesus.
他觉得，当然他觉得说他做这是不得已的。
And he may not be able to help, but to do it.
不得不做的。
It's something that he had to do.
因为神叫他做，他一定要做。
Because God had told him to do so, so he had to do it.
所以，但是他说他是自己体会到一点。
But then he realized the point.
既然非做不可,
since it is something that he has to do.
那我可以勉强的做，也可以甘心的做。
I can either do it willingly or I have to force myself to do it.
反正我是不得已的。
Since I have no choice anyway.
但是他说，我如果甘心做的话，才会赏赐啊。
But he says that if I were to do it willingly, then I will have a reward.
你不甘心也是要做，责任已经托付你了。
But even if he was unwilling, he would still have to do it since it's entrusted to him.
但是你会，你所得到的这个。造就会比较少，你如果不甘心的话。
But if he were to be unwilling, then he will be edified much less.
我想我们为耶稣去传福音这件事情，我们也是要用这样的心态来去做。
And I think that when we preach the gospel of Lord Jesus, we should have this mentality.
哎，我们不是说啊，这个用一种很不得已啊，不是啊，就是很勉强的，然后呢啊，好像一带着很多焦虑啊来去传福音，这是不必要的。
We shouldn't bring with us like a heart of compulsion or full of anxiety to preach the gospel.
我们要有适度的动力，但是不要有压力。
We should have a motivation, but not that pressure.
这个动力就是出于爱人的心。
The motivation comes from a heart that loves man.
然后呢，我们就有这种甘心的去做的这种心态。
So then we will have a heart, a very willing heart to do it.
不是为了业绩来做的。
We're not doing it because we can accumulate some reward.
因为业绩是人在看的。
Because that is something that people can see.
像我说，我刚出来的时候，我很焦虑，因为我觉得什么做都没有成长。我刚从神学院出来，进入教会的时候。
When I first graduated from theological school.
我有一大堆计划。
I had so many plans.
但是讲了半天，到最后没有人要做。
But at the end of all my plans, nobody wanted to execute it.
在执会讲，大家都说好，但是结果就是没有人做。
In the council meetings, everyone will agree, but then at the end, the work does not get done.
那我发现了，这个到最后就是，什么没有人要做，就是传道要做。
And I realized that if no one else wants to do it, then the pastor has to do it.
所以是好弟兄兼共兼哈，这校长兼敲钟的。
And so, like the principal has to ring his own bell.
因为全教会里面没有人要做，就是你要做哈。
Because if no one in the church is willing to do it, then it's up to you as a pastor.
人家都大家都可以放掉，但是你不可以放掉。
Everyone can let the responsibility go, but you cannot.
因为这是神托付我的工作。
Because this is work that is entrusted to me by God.
我是最后的防线。
I'm the final defense.
大家都不想做，他随时都可以放。
If someone decides they don't want to do it, they can let it go.
但我当传道，我跟神立约，我就是不能放。
But I, as a preacher, have made a covenant with God, so I cannot let it go.
因为我当时做传道就是已经立约了。
Because when I became a pastor, I made a covenant.
所以在我的责任上，我也永远不会放弃。
And so in my responsibility, I will never give it up.
虽然是蛮痛苦，但是呢，还是要撑下去。
Even though it may be painful, but I will endure.
但是那时候心态说起来是不是很正确？
And when I think back, I realized my attitude was not very correct.
一直想要做出一些这些业绩出来，一直要做出一些成绩出来。
I wanted to make something that will have a result.
来表现自己的能力。
To express my capabilities.
表示说我不是很差劲的。
To express that I'm pretty capable.
我们当然不是贪财，也不是贪利，但是呢。就是希望说你至少要做出一些成绩。
Not that I was greedy for money or for power, but I wanted to do something with a result behind it.
但是神知道我的内心。
But God understands my inmost heart.
他要我学习的在每一个阶段都不一样。
What he wants me to learn at every stage is different.
教会的这个成长也不是靠传道一个人的。
The growth of a church is not up to one pastor.
也不是让你变成一个这种。这种偶像的崇拜的对象，这是不对的。
He should not become an object of worship either.
大家都称赞你很有恩赐，那样也是很奇怪。
If everyone praises you and say, "Oh, you're so gifted," that is also very strange.
但是可以在你可以隐藏自己，我学会隐藏自己，然后让整体教会的力量发挥出来。
So I learned to hide myself and to let the entire the strength of the church body come out.
我从 从那时候学会以后，我到现在都是用这种方式在做工的。
And so from what I learned then, this is how I do holy work today.
在教会里面让自己隐藏，但是让教会力量发挥出来。
That in the church, to hide oneself, but let the strength of the church body, exemplify itself.
不要变成一个明星传道。
And not to be a star pastor.
而变成一个看不见的传道。
Is to be a hidden pastor.
然后看到教会动就对了。
And when you see the church is motivated, then that's good.
所以我们做圣工也是要。我觉得是要这种心态来做。
And so when we do holy work, we should have this heart.
我们甘心乐意的来做，是为神、为基督的缘故，不是为人。
We very willingly do it for the sake of Christ, not for the sake of man.
这是我们跟神面前，在神面前所立的约定。
This is a covenant we made with God.
我们就很甘心情愿来做。
And so we very willingly do it.
我们不管他成长还是不成长，我们都不会改变。
Regardless if there is growth or no growth, we will not change.
我们就是尽我们的本分啊，尽我们的全力来做。
We just do whatever is in our ability and in our part.
所以在这个保罗他另外在这个在彼得长老在彼得前书里面也这么讲到。
And Elder Peter in 1 Peter says.
我们来看彼得前书五章二节。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 2.
彼得前书五章二节。
1 Peter chapter 5 verse 2.
五章二节。
Chapter 5 verse 2.
务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神的旨意来照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。这一段经文就这么说到。
And this verse says.
他说我们不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
Not by constraint, but willingly.
勉强跟甘心有时候好像同时存在。
Sometimes constraint and willingness may coexist.
因为你如果不勉强自己，你好像就不会去做。
Because if you don't compel yourself, it seems like you'll never get anything done.
人都是有惰性的。
And everyone is lazy by nature.
你有时候像保罗说，他不得已，但他有一点勉强的意味，但是他有这个也成为他的一种力量，但是那不是全部的原因。
And so like Paul says, sometimes he can't help it, but then he has to do it, and that becomes a source of that motivation for him.
在他心里面，他是甘心乐意。
In his heart, is willingness.
但是人必须要来强迫自己做这些事。
But as men, we have to constrain ourselves to actually do it.
因为你知道这是不能不做的事情。
Because you know it is something that you have to do.
所以在一个家庭当中，我们想我们在经营自己的家庭也是一样道理。
And when we think about our families, it's very similar to how we manage our families.
我们要让这个家继续维系下去。
For us to sustain our family.
那我们就要尽我们力量来去做。
We have to exert our effort to manage it.
不能说因为这个个性不合我们就分开。
We cannot say that because our personalities are different, so we separate.
或是遇到说感觉这相处很痛苦的时候，我们就分开。
Or when we feel like it's really hard getting along with each other, let us just separate.
你知道那是你维系婚姻是不得不做的事，你一定要让它维持住。
You know that you have to sustain and maintain your marriage.
但是当你爱你的家人，你就甘心乐意来做这些付出。
And when you love your family, then you very willingly make offer.
我们在神面前也是一样。
It is the same when we are with God.
就好像这个在用这样的心态在服侍神一样。
This is how the spirit we should serve God with.
所以这个保罗他写信给腓利门的时候。
And so when Paul wrote the letter to Philemon.
他为这个阿尼西姆来向他求情啊。
He was pleading on behalf of Onesimus.
我们看这个腓利门书。
Let's turn to Philemon.
腓利门书里面，这是保罗一篇这个应该说是求情的一篇信。
And the book of Philemon is a letter where Paul begs for a mercy.
如果以官方的文化说，这就是官说了，就是官说就是用这种政治的权力来去指使他下面的官员要去照他意思去做这样。
So in if this were a piece of literature, it would be as if an official were to instruct his people under him to do a certain thing that he wants.
在属灵的这种权柄上面，还有这种人情关系上，其实保罗直接就可以下达这个指令，叫腓利门哈来接纳阿尼西姆，他可以直接这么做，因为他后面讲的，你有亏欠给我啊，这些都记在我，都记在这个啊。
So actually from Paul has a position as a spiritual leader, and also because Philemon owes him to directly tell Philemon that he has to have mercy on Onesimus.
保罗可以直接下达命令，这个腓利门绝对哈没有第二句话的。
And so Paul can directly instruct Philemon to do this, and Philemon would have to follow along.
但是我们看十四节。
But let us see verse 14.
十四节他说，但不知道你的意思，我就不愿意这样行，叫你的善行不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。所以这保罗他写信很有艺术。
And so Paul is a very skilled writer.
一面有点勉强，但是又一面要叫他甘心。
On one hand, he is compelling him, but then on the other, he's suggesting that he should do it voluntarily.
他这样讲就是已经不得不做了。
And so just the way he presented it made Philemon have to do what he is asking him.
但是他要他出于甘心。
But at the same time, he wants him to have a heart of willingness.
所以保罗他一向的这种态度都是这样。
And so this is the attitude that Paul has.
我们今天为神服事就是要有这种甘心乐意的心。
And so today when we serve God, we must have a very willing heart.
虽然你有时候觉得稍微有点勉强。
Even though sometimes you may feel a little compelled.
因为你必须不得，你不得不做的。
Because you can't help but do it.
但是呢，你能够出于甘心就是更好的。
But it is better if you can do it from a willing heart.
再来呢，第二个奉献的精神就是要交出主权呐。
The second point of having a willing offering is to give up your sovereignty.
这个奉献它本身是完全交出去哈，不是再把它，不是把你付出的啊来当做一种力量在掌控。
When you offer something, you offer it completely. You don't reserve anything as something you can hold on to for power.
我们感觉我们付出好像是在帮助天上的神。
We may feel like we, when we offer, we're helping the God in heaven.
教会如果没有我这些付出的话，你看看，这工作没人做呢，这没有这钱没有人奉献，你看教会这个损失就大了。
You may think that, if I don't do this work in church, no one else would do it, or if I don't offer this money, then the church would lose out.
在台湾有些教会啊，甚至于某一两个人他的奉献几乎就占了整个教会的奉献了。
In Taiwan church, some churches, the offering of one or two people is the majority of the offering the church receives.
他如果不奉献，我看这教会可能就关门了。
And so if you think maybe if they don't make an offering, then we have to close the church doors.
那这些人，我所看到的这些奉献人，他并没有说用这样的方式来去说。教会是他的什么都要听他的，没有这样。
But when I see these people making offering, they don't have the attitude where church belongs to me because of my offering.
因为他已经交出他的主权。
Because they have already given up that sovereignty.
所以我们的付出其实我们是顺服神，不是在帮助神。
And so when we offer, we are submitting to God. We're not helping God.
我们来看这个。耶稣亚他这个例子，我们就可以大概了解这个我这讲的意思。
You can understand what I mean by looking at the example of Joshua.
我们看耶稣亚记的第五章十三节。
Turn to Joshua chapter 5 verse 13.
五章十三节。
Chapter 5 verse 13.
耶稣亚他们过了约旦河的之后呢，要攻打耶利哥城。
Joshua, they crossed the river Jordan and they were about to fight Jericho.
那在攻打之前那个晚上，这是一件，这可以说是一件划时代的一件一个壮举了，可以说是划时代的一个战争。划时代就是以前没有的。
And the night before the battle, we can say that what happened was something that had never happened before.
改变历史的一个战争。
It is a battle that changed history.
所以呢，约书亚在那个晚上我看他好像睡不着，他晚上跑去看看这归他去巡视这个约利哥城。
Joshua probably couldn't fall asleep that night, so at night he went to look at the city of Jericho.
这一仗太重要了。
Because this battle was so critical.
这一仗如果打败的话，他们就不用再玩下去了。
If they were defeated in this battle, then they cannot move forward.
因为 迦南地的人心都消化了，信心都崩溃了。你如果这时候是打败的话，他们信心全部就高涨起来，你就不能再进攻了。
Because at this time the hearts of the Canaanites were melted and they were so afraid. So if at this time you cannot beat them, then and you actually lose to them, their courage will all come back.
所以这一仗真的只能成功不能失败。
And so this is a battle that they can only win and not lose.
他在这时候，你看十三章说，他靠近耶利哥城的时候，看见了有一个人手里拿着拔出来的刀，对面站立。
And verse 13 says he lifted his eyes and looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with a sword drawn in his hand.
那么他这个耶稣亚就到他那里问说，你是帮助我们还是帮助我们敌人呢？
So Joshua asked him, are you for us or for our adversaries?
这个耶稣亚这个人就回答说，我不是。
And he says, no.
我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。
I'm here as the commander of the army of the Lord.
哦，耶稣亚马上就知道了。
And so Joshua knew immediately.
这是天上的神。
This is God in heaven.
马上俯伏下拜。
He fell on his face on the earth.
我主什么话，你就吩咐仆人。
He says, "What does my Lord say to his servant?"
这场战争的元帅就是天上的万军之一啊，万军之王哈、啊，天上的神。
So the commander of this battle is the God in heaven.
啊，他成为神军队的元帅。
He became the commander of the Lord's army.
这时候，我们看到约书亚的反应就是这样子。
And so here we see Joshua's response.
他完全就顺服这位元帅。
He completely submitted to this commander.
我们当然我们的工作是在协助教会的圣工。
Of course, the work we do at church is to help the holy work at church.
那神会借因为我们的付出来赏赐我们。
And God will reward us according to our offering.
但我们想，如果没有我们的付出的话
，However, if you think without our offering,
如果我们我们厌弃这样的工作的话
，If we despise this work.
那么神会用其他的方法在完成他的工作。
God will use other ways to accomplish his work.
不会说因为我们教会就会就会因为这样就没有办法运作。
It will never be that if we are not here, the church will come to a halt.
所以我们来好像是我们在付出，其实我们是在得神的祝福。
So actually, when we come and serve, it's as if we are giving, but actually we're here to receive God's blessings.
好像在一个这公司里面占缺一样，在公司里面占一个职位哈，一个职位的缺，比如说，这个董事啦，还是这个总经理这个职位这样。
Just like you were taking a vacant position in a company.
比如说一个公司里面它有固定的几个职位哈。
So in a company, there are some positions.
你如果大家都应征，都大家都有人去做了，满了，那你再去应征的时候，他说：“对不起哈，我们这公司不缺人。”
So if you try to apply for a position where that position is already filled in the company, then the company will say, "Sorry, we already have that position filled."
那你就觉得太可惜了，如果早一点来就好。
Then you may say, "Oh, such a pity! I should have applied earlier."
再等下一次，他什么时候出缺的时候呢？又人。离开了赶快去占缺。
And then later, if that position is vacant, then you can quickly go and apply to fill that position.
我想我们做圣工就是这种心态。
When we do holy work, it is with this mentality.
我们好像在占天国的缺一样。
We're filling vacant positions in heaven.
这个是很重要的这个争取的一个对象。
This is a very important thing for us to apply for.
你放弃没关系，你放弃这个缺就给别人了。
If you were to give it up, then this vacancy will be filled by someone else.
那别人自然神会叫人家来来去做这个工作。
And God will naturally instruct someone else to do this work.
反而是我们就损失了很大。
Then it is a great loss to ourselves.
所以做圣工，其实我们用这种心态来服侍神的话，我们才会知道怎么样来战战兢兢来更积极的做。
So if we have this mentality when serving God, then we can serve with the correct and with a trembling mentality.
而不是说教会好像都需要我也非我不可，这种想法是不对的。
And to think that the church have to have me, cannot go without me, this is a wrong mentality.
我们要完全顺服天上的神。
We have to completely submit to God.
就像约书亚顺服这个天上的神一样。
Just as Joshua completely submitted himself to God.
他这时候知道了这场战争是谁在带领，谁在主导。
he knew that who is the one who is conducting this entire battle.
你看耶利哥城这个攻陷真的是 很不可思议的事情。
You can see the battle with Jericho is incredible.
他们没有像亚述，没有像埃及那么强的这种攻城的一种器具和那种武器。
They may not have the advanced weaponry of, say, Egypt or Assyria.
那么坚固又那么高大的城墙。
But they have a very tall and fortified wall.
你要用撞城的那种很大的那个木头，或者是哦这种石头可以丢到里面去那种器具啊，还有高架的一种那种高架的战斗的塔那种啊，才能够一步一步的攻陷那个城。
To defeat that wall, you have to either run through the wall or toss stones over the wall or have ladders to try to navigate the wall.
根据历史记载，亚述他这种攻城的器具啊非常的多。
According to history, the weaponry of Assyria is very advanced and many.
所以他所向披靡，没有一个城能够在他面前站立得住，全部攻陷。
And that's why no other nation can stand before them undefeated.
结果以色列人去攻耶利哥城是怎么攻的？
And so how did the Israelites fight against Jericho?
就在那里绕城。
They just walked around the city wall.
这样子绕城就让城给垮了。
And just by their walking around the city wall, the city collapsed.
这个从有人类以来，看没有人这样在攻城。
I think since the history of man, no one has fought a city like this.
太神奇。
It is too miraculous.
所以神他的这个工作真的人没有办法想象。
And so man cannot really ever understand God's work.
也许在我们服侍神，我们为神做工的时候，我们也会想啊，应该怎么做？应该是这样，应该那样哈。我们一定会想很多他要怎么发展的模式，因为我们做多了。
Maybe when we do holy work, we may think, oh, this thing must go this way, that way, because we have so much experience.
但是你要想说，神的作为有时候不是我们人能够限制的。
But we have to think that God's work cannot be limited or confined by us.
我们能做的就是顺服神。
What we can do is simply to submit to Him.
照着神的话来做。
And to do according to His word.
那神就会一步一步带领我们。
Then God will guide us step by step.
叫你绕城七次，你就绕七次。
If He tells you to walk around the city seven times, then you walk.
一面绕一面觉得很无聊，这是在做什么？
You shouldn't be walking around the city and at the same time wondering, oh, this is so boring and why are we doing this?
那天上的神他到底是有没有搞错？
Did the God in heaven have this wrong?
没有人这样在攻城的。
No one fights a city like this.
我们绕完了又喊叫又如何呢？难道城真的会垮吗？就城真的垮了。
And so after we walk seven times and when we shout, will something really happen? Will the city walls come down?
对对，他们本来一定想说，可能有人会这么想，我绕绕绕喊，难道城就真的会垮吗？
I'm sure someone wondered after we walk around the city seven times and when we yell, the city wall, would the city wall really come down?
所以神的工作有时候是出乎我们想法。
And so God's work is many times out of our expectations.
但是我们顺服神，就能够完成神的旨意。
But if we submit to God, then we can accomplish His will.
我们要交出主权。
We have to give up our sovereignty.
不再把它神的工作握在我们的主导的这种手里面。
Not to hold God's word in the palm of our own hands.
我们唯一做的就是照着圣经交代，我们神要我们怎么做，我们就照这样去做。
The only thing we do is to follow what is instructed to us in the Bible and do it.
有时候我们在做圣工事上，有时候啊，因为圣工没有这个发展的时候，我们人会产生焦虑。
Sometimes when we do holy work and we don't see any results, we become worried.
有时候我们觉得说，我发现在这个比较文明进步的国家，人的物质条件比较好的国家，通常你就比较像看不到像说我们乌迪传道所分享的在那种落后地方的那样的很明显的那种神迹的奇事。
And I realize that in more civilized nations or more materially wealthy nations, they may not see the work of God so clearly as what Preacher Booty said in third world countries.
在台湾也在美国都有像现象。
And I see this both in Taiwan and the United States.
在大陆甚至也可以看得到。
And we can even begin to see this in China.
大陆也有落后地方，也有进步的地方。
In China, there are both very advanced places and ones that are less civilized.
那个就两极化的一种情形。
And so there's a polar opposite.
在大陆那里，这个 做圣工啊，我们感受的就是啊，在那个比较内陆的地方，那个那种状况就不太一样。
In the inner parts of China, we can see that the situation is very different.
啊，听说有长老去那里协助工作啊，帮助按手祷告。
Heard an elder who went there to help with holy work, and he was laying hands.
因为求灵恩的人太多了，塞到满满的，他根本没办法走进去帮人家按手。
Because there's so many people who were stuffed in the chapel to pray for the Holy Spirit, he wasn't even able to walk around.
他就这样子看着，奉耶稣名帮按手，这就得圣灵。
And so he can only see someone and say, "In the name of Jesus Christ, I lay hands on you," and that person will receive the Holy Spirit.
因为他不能走进去，是塞爆了嘛。
Because it was so crammed that he cannot physically get to that person.
看哪一个比较迫切的，就帮他按手，就隔空按手也得圣灵。
And so he would see who was praying harder, and he would pray for them from a distance, and that person would receive the Holy Spirit.
但是到现在，他们这沿海地方越来越发展，他们也发现他们信心也不如以前。
But now along the coast, the places are more and more advanced, but their faith is different.
看到那种神迹奇事也不像以前那样。
And it's less likely to see the same miracles and signs as before.
是不是这不是这个因为进步跟落后的原因。
And this is not because whether a place is more advanced or not.
其实我觉得是在人信靠神的心。
I think it's on the heart of reliance on God.
所以在我们台湾也有一些某些教会圣工非常的活泼这个圣灵的工作非常的活泼也是有。
In Taiwan, there are some churches where the work of the Holy Spirit is very vibrant.
那就是因为环境是影响我们信心的原因，但是你如果你的信心能够超越这些的话，你在任何时候你都可以看到信心的果效。
Of course, our environment can affect our faith, but if you can transcend above this, you can always see the fruit of our faith.
所以我们不用很多的焦虑。
And so we don't need to worry a lot.
我们要更加学习信靠神。
We have to learn more to rely on God.
不要去用一些人的方法然后去弄很多的花样。
And we don't need to apply a lot of methods of man and come up with all these solutions.
然后做很多活动，办得轰轰烈烈的。
And organize all these activities and make everything very complicated.
好像这样大家信心就得到激励了。
As if this is what will inspire people's faith.
当然活动是必须要办的。
Of course, we have to have activities.
但是那个不是主要的。
But that is not the main event.
主要是我们的信心。
The main thing is our faith.
只要我们有信心，不管任何形式，都可以让神的工作来大大的兴旺。
So long as we have the faith, no matter what happens, God can work mightily.
因为我们知道是神在工作。
Because we know it is God who works.
我们把主权交给神。
We hand the sovereignty to Him.
那我们奉献自己就是一种舍己，不是施舍。
And so when we offer ourselves, it is a self-denial. It is not to give up or to lose something.
在加太书里面，保罗这么说到。
In Galatians, Paul said.
我们看加太书第一章第四节。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1, verse 4.
加太书一章四节。
Galatians chapter 1, verse 4.
基督照我们父神的旨意为我们的罪舍己，要救我们脱离这罪恶的世代。这段经文就这么说到。
And this verse says,
基督耶稣他照着神的旨意为我们的罪 舍了自己。
According to the will of God, Lord Jesus gave up his own life for our sins.
这就是主耶稣为我们做的榜样。
This is the example that Lord Jesus sets for us.
我们今天的奉献就像耶稣一样。
And today our offering is just like Lord Jesus.
我们把自己的生命献上。
We give up our own lives.
我们献的越多，那个我们教会的这种属灵的力量就越大。
The more we offer, the greater is the power in the church.
我看到很多教会会兴旺，都是因为有这些。我们说起来，用另一个字眼来说，就是比较热忱比较一种。非常有那种热忱的心在用一种负面的词语，就是说比较狂热，他比较热忱，然后他投入他这投入很大量的那种他的力量进入这个教会。
We see many churches that are very prosperous is because there's a lot of passion or fervency that is in the church.
所以有时候教会也是需要这样的人。
And so sometimes in the church, we need these people.
他愿意付出他越多的这个生命的那种热忱出来。
They're willing to give up and their life.
你就发现这教会活起来，那力量 很旺盛。
It could feel like the church just came alive. The strength is so powerful.
哦，到处很到处去这个啊，去传福音，去访问信徒，这个那个一直把那个热力哈，那个热情一直把它传播出去。把基督爱一直传播出去。
And whenever they go visit members or preach to friends, you can see that they're passing this fervency and spreading it out.
那种热忱会感染别人的。
And this fervency is contagious.
哎，我们发现到哈，有一个在我们的教会有一种现象。
We see this in our church.
通常那什么？慕道者通常都是新受洗，或者是甚至是慕道者把他带来的。
That usually people who bring truth seekers are those who are either newly baptized or truth seekers themselves.
哎，老信徒呢，他的那个比例也是有，但是比例不高。
And members who've been members for longer, yes, they do bring truth seekers, but not at that high of a rate.
哎，这种现象说起来是很特别啦。
And this is a very special situation.
但是我们也可以了解，就是那股热忱。
But we understand it's because they have that fervency.
神会悦纳我们这样的付出。
And God will be pleased with that offering.
因为他奉献自己，没有自己的。
Because when he offered himself, he no longer has himself.
他把生命奉献出来。
He offered his life.
那种热忱啊，真的会感动人。
And that fervency or passion can really touch others.
能够让这些没有不认识耶稣的人受到感动哦，你。到底是什么缘故你那么热心的来为耶稣啊付出这么多啊。
And it can really touch those who do not know Jesus. They may wonder, what is it about Jesus that makes you feel this way?
哎，你耶稣到底是什么样的神啊？
What kind of God is this Jesus you worship?
他有时候可能只是一种被你激励啊，来到我们的教会。
And sometimes they're motivated by you to come to the church.
哎，但是他来如果有神的，他愿意接受神的道理的话，那他就能够成为我们的弟兄姐妹。
And if he can accept the words of God, then he could be our brother or sister.
教会里面越多的热忱，教会就越兴旺，越活泼。
The more fervency or passion there is in the church, a church will be even more prosperous.
这就是我们交出生命的主权。
And this is our handing the sovereignty of our life over.
如果没有热忱，是没有办法交出来。
Without a passion, we can never hand it away.
我们做圣工变成一种，我们好像在我们掌控之中，在一步一步做。
Then, if not, then when we do holy work, everything seems to be whatever we plan, step by step.
没有把生命交给基督。
And we cannot hand over our lives to Christ.
我们依然掌握在自己的手中。
We still keep it in the palm of our hand.
那样的话，我们就缺乏这一股动力。
If this is the case, then we lack that. Zealousness.
在第三个，我们的奉献是要用最好的。
On the third aspect of offering is to give our best.
在神所要求的奉献里面。
In what God requires in our offering.
他第一个是要我们甘心乐意。
The first, He wants us to offer it willingly.
好，你既然甘心乐意，请你奉献最好的。
And since you're willing, then please offer up your best.
在圣经上有这样的一种形容哈。
And the Bible gives this description.
他说啊，你如果奉献你的官长，给你的这个长官哈，给你这些你认为很重要的这些人物，你如果献礼物给他
，If you give something to your commander or someone in high authority a gift，
你难道用那些残缺瞎眼的送给他，他难道会觉得你这是很好的吗
？Will you give him something that is beggarly or blind？Will he think this is a good gift?
难道你觉得这样你会觉得不好？你不会觉得不好意思吗？
Wouldn't you feel embarrassed to even give him that gift?
如果对人是这样，何况是对神？
And if we can feel this way towards others, then what about towards God?
当我们知道这是不可不献的，那我们甘心乐意的献的时候
，If we know that this is something we have to offer and we do it willingly,
那我们就要拿最好的出来。
Then we have to take out what is best.
因为这也表达我们对神的那份爱心。
Because this also expresses our love towards God.
我们能够把我们最好的拿出来，表示我们看重天上的神。
When we can take out our best, that means that we place Him with importance.
利未记二十二章二十一节就这么说到。
Leviticus chapter 22 verse 21 says.
我们看二十二章二十一节。
Turn to Leviticus chapter 22 verse 21.
Chapter 22, verse 21.
the 22 verse 21.
他说凡从牛群或羊群中将平安祭献给耶和华、献给神，为要还特许的愿，或是做甘心献的，所献的必纯全无残疾的，才蒙悦纳。这给我们一个很重要的观念。
And here gives us an important concept.
我们要奉献上最好的。
We have to offer the best.
你的这些，他说在旧约时代那个牲畜里面呢、你要捡那个最健康、最强壮的来献给神。
In the Old Testament, among the livestock, they have to pick what is the most healthy and the strongest ones to give to the Lord.
之前我介绍过台湾在他们那种民间的习俗里面献上那个猪公献猪公来祭神。
I've raised this example earlier in Taiwanese culture. They have this practice to offer the pig to a god.
那个猪公是比赛冠军的呢。
And the pig that they offer is one that has to win a competition first.
得冠军的都是最壮、最健康的才会献给他们认为献给他们的神。
And so the one that wins this competition is the strongest, the best one that they want to offer to their God.
人家拜假神都会有这种观念。
So even someone who worships a false God has this concept.
何况我们拜着天上的真神。
What about we who worship the true God in heaven?
有时候我们会觉得神不会这么计较的，没关系啊，不要紧的。
Sometimes we may say, "Oh, God is not very picky. Don't worry about it."
神不是很爱我们吗？他很慈爱的，他不会计较太多，他不是那么可怕的神。
God loves us so much. He will not bicker over this.
神当然不会跟你计较啦。
Of course, God will not bicker over it.
但是我觉得那损失是我们自己。
But I feel like the loss is ours.
因为我们损失了上好的福分。
Because we lose the exceedingly good reward.
我们损失了那种为主奉献的那种纯全、那种非常漂亮的那种心。
We lose the heart, the pure heart, the beautiful heart that is willing to offer to Him.
我们也损失了对神那种信心。
And we also lose out on the heart of faith towards God.
所以用最好的是我们自己要对神的这种在面对神的关系上，我们必须建立的观念。
And so to offer God the best is a concept we have to build for ourselves.
那当你认识神，你跟神的关系很好的时候
，And when you know God and have a good relationship with Him，
当你更爱神的时候
，When you love God more，
你就会越发的甘心乐意把更好的奉献给神。
Then you will be very willing to give what is the best to God.
所以保罗说，我以神的慈悲劝你们。
And so Paul says, "I in the Lord's mercies, I beseech you."
将身体献上。
To offer up your bodies.
当作活祭。
As a living sacrifice.
是圣洁，是可蒙神悦纳的。
It is holy, acceptable, and good.
这样献是理所当然的。
And this offering is your reasonable service.
整个人都献上了，当然是最好的。
And of course, if you offer up your entire body, this is the best.
我们也期待说，我们在教会中，如果每一个人都能够奉献自己的生命。
And we hope that in the church, if everyone can offer up their own lives,
在我们一生中，我们时时刻刻以神的事为念。
That in our everyday life, at every moment, we're always thinking about God's business.
我们以世上的生活当作手段。
We think of the life in this world as the first part.
以讨神的喜悦当作目标。
But we make pleasing God our goal.
那我相信我们的人生是美丽的。
Then I believe that our lives are very beautiful.
我们在神面前，我们的生命是尊贵的。
And then our life will be precious to God.
神会很悦纳我们所奉献的。
Then God will accept what we have offered.
那我想这个我们这一这个上午这个聚会，我们就以上做彼此的勉励。
And we use this as our mutual encouragement in this morning.
愿主耶稣帮助我们。
May the Lord Jesus help us.
我们一起同心默祷。
Let's bow our heads and say silent prayer.